A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf Brachas, Daf Yud, Brachas 10a, pagination page 19. We start from the bottom of the Amud, approximately 15 lines from the bottom. The first words on the line are Sheyesh Bo, Chamisha Devarim Halalu, and then there's a two dots in most editions. We begin Omar Rav Hamnuna. The topic for today is a fascinating interaction between Chizkiyahu and the Navi Yeshaya, and some great lessons that we get from this story regarding the role of mitzvah observance in our times, meaning post-Matan Torah, after the Torah was given, and also related to our general topic that we're dealing with here, still from yesterday, the topic of Semichas Geula Letfila, linking one's past experiences of redemption and thanking Hashem for them and acknowledging them, and on that high to proceed into the prayers of today. So we begin from the two dots. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said, "Mai dechsiv," what does it mean in the pasuk? "Mikei chacham umiyodea peshar davar." Who is able to resolve things? Who is wise? Mika HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyodea la'asos pshara bein shnei tzadikim. Who is as great as Hashem, who's able to make a compromise, an agreement, a feeling of comfortable interaction despite a problem, despite a disagreement, between these two great tzaddikim, between Chizkiyahu and Yeshaya, between Chizkiyahu the king and Yeshaya the Navi. Chizkiyahu Amar, Chizkiyahu said, "Leisi Yeshayahu Gaboi, Yeshaya should come to me in the time that we need to talk about something." Dachi Ashkechon, because we find Eliyahu Azal Gabei Achav. Eliyahu went to Achav, and you can't get worse than Achav. And I'm not so bad. I'm a good person. And Eliyahu came to Achav, so Yeshaya should for sure come to me. Shenem, as the pasuk says, "Veilech Eliyahu lehiros el Achav." Yeshayahu Amar, but Yeshaya said exactly the opposite. We have precedent. Leisi Chizkiyahu gaboi. Chizkiyahu should come to me. Da'achi Ashkechan b'Yehoram ben Achav. That Yehoram ben Achav came. Da'aza legabe Elisha. He came to Elisha. Now, at first glance, we could say that they're standing on ceremony, which doesn't really match the greatness of these gedolim. But, however we understand it, perhaps that simply a person has to go and come to the right person in order that that person's advice should be able to have its impact. So which dynamic are we going to have, Eliyahu to Achav or Yehoram to Elisha? Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw that this was happening and the conversation that will follow needs to occur, and both of them have their own reasonings. Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought problems, health problems, to Chizkiyahu. And then he told Yeshayo, "Lechu vakeres achole," go and visit the sick. And like this, Chizkiyahu was sick, and Yeshayo is a mevaker chole, and the meeting will happen because it needs to happen. Shenemar, bayamim ha'im chole Chizkiyahu lamos. Chizkiyahu was sick, and he was on his deathbed, it appeared. Vayavu elav Yeshayo ben Amoz ha'navi, and the Navi Yeshayo comes to him. Vayomer Elov, and he says the message that needs to be said. Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Tzav Leveischa, command to your house, last will and testament, Kimeis Ata, because you're going to die, Velo Sichya, and you will not live. Asks the Gemara, launching into the topic of this Gemara, "My Kimeis Ata, what does it mean, you're going to die, Velo Sichya, and you're not going to live?" The message to Chizkiyahu the king was, "Meisata ba'olam hazeh v'lo sichya la'olam haba." You're going to die in this world and you won't live in the world to come. Amalei maiku lehai, why such a harsh judgment? Amalei, he told him, "Misham de lo asakta b'piriyah v'rivyah," because you didn't involve yourself in having children. So me sata, you're guilty, you're going to die. Velosichya, and you won't have a redeeming factor for the world to come. You didn't leave a child. Whatever merit a child is, but it's a tremendous thing. And Chizkiyahu deprived himself purposely of that merit. Omaleh, so Chizkiyahu explains himself. He says, Mishum dechazoy li beruach hakodesh, I saw in Ruach HaKodesh, denafki minoi benin delo ma'alu, that coming out of me will be children that are not good, diplomatically stated, but what he meant, they're destined to be Rishayim, and I did not want to bring Rishayim into this world. He knows through Ruach HaKodesh, through divine inspiration, that his children are not going to be, quote, worth the effort to bring them into the world. Omale, Yeshaya told him, here's the problem. Bahadi kafshid rachmana lamalach. Why are you involved in Hashem's calculations? My demifkidus, what you were commanded to do, the mitzvah of pru revu, iboilach lemevad, you should be doing. You should try to have children. And whatever Hashem decides, that's what he decides. That's his department. So in a moment, we'll see Chizkiyahu's strategy. He's going to try to take a woman who's very worthy, and between his merit and her family merit, maybe they could overturn this destiny. But to pause here for a moment, the Nefesh HaChaim points out that before Matan Torah, when the Avos were not yet commanded in mitzvahs, and they were only doing them on a voluntary basis, so then there might be times where they realized that the mitzvah would undermine their general purpose, their general responsibility, and they disregarded the mitzvahs because they were not yet mitzvahs. For example, Yaakov marries two sisters, Rachel and Leah, during the lifetime of each. Even though they're both alive, he's married to two sisters at the same time, which is forbidden from the Torah. But the Torah was not yet given, and therefore he's allowed to do it if he sees that necessary for the destiny, for his purpose. However, after Matan Torah, the message of Yeshaya is, "Bahadei kafshi derachmona lamalach," you have no right to say, this mitzvah I pick or choose based on my own understanding of the purpose of the world. We have Shlomo, for example, as another illustration of this, that he took more wives than he was supposed to, because he decided that he is greater than the mitzvah, or his mission, his destiny, all kinds of calculations, and in fact he was reprimanded for it. Chizkiyahu is expected to have children, even if his understanding is that those children will be damaging to the world. That information notwithstanding, he's supposed to be doing the mitzvahs. Amale, so Chizkiyahu tells Yeshaya, four lines from the bottom of the Amud in the middle of the line, Hashta, now that this is the story, that you're telling me that this is what Hashem wants of me, and you're reprimanding me for my calculation, Havli Baratach, give me your daughter, maybe if I have her hand in marriage, and my merit and your merit combine, maybe we'll be zochet to good children. Amale, Yeshaya responded, the ruling is already in, the decree is already signed, and it's too late, you're going to die. At this point, Chizkiyahu raises himself against Yeshaya in a response that's enormously powerful. Omar Leh, Chizkiyahu says, Ben Amotz, Kalei Nevuascha, stop your prophecies. Prophecies can only go so far. Vitzei, get out of here. Kach mekublani mibeis avi abba, this is my tradition from my father's house. Even if a sword is on a person's neck, he should not refrain from mercy, that you could overturn a ruling by doing mitzvahs or by davening. Itmanami Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Elazar d'Amri Tavayu. This is the tradition. Cherev munachas atzavoro shel adam, even with a sword on the neck of a person, he should not refrain. Hein yikteleni, even as he kills me, lo ayachel, I turn to Hashem. And that is the tradition that we have that's most powerful. Where did Chizkiyahu get this tradition from? So Rashi says that he got it from David. Even though David had a vision, he still davened. Other mefarshim indicate that perhaps he got it from Yehoshaphat, who was also a king in the Davidic dynasty before Chizkiyahu, who when he went out to a battle with Achav, it seemed that they were going to kill him. And nevertheless, Yehoshaphat davened, and he was saved. Chizkiyahu says that his merit over here is that he linked Geula l'tefillah, past redemption, with his current tefillah. And we find indeed that Chizkiyahu is granted more years. He does have children. If you look at the Bach in Beis, here on the left-hand margin, you'll see that he makes reference to Menashe, the son of Chizkiyah, that was born as a result of this story. Again, an emphasis on linking Geula l'tefillah for effective prayer, and also the principle that Yeshaya shares with Chizkiyahu, that even if you have a greater calculation, after Matan Torah, your calculation has to be disregarded. Our job is to be mitzvah Jews. Have a great day.